Sometimes you have games like that where you put your best guys out in space and you're just trying to take advantage of that, and they did that, you know. So we have to play what's called and try and do our best to make plays out there.
Did you ever, when you don't have Mayock, do you ever feel like you're in a rhythm as a pass rusher?
You got to try. You got to, you know, it's hard because you want to, you know, it's like a chess match when you're going against your opponent, a tackle, offensive line, and when you're not getting that many opportunities, it's kind of hard. You got to, you know, get a feel on the fly. But it is kind of tough because, you know, you don't know, your opportunities are very limited. But, you know, nothing to complain about. We still defensively still did what we need to do. But I'm looking forward to this week to hopefully have a game plan and hopefully have a scheme where we can really take advantage of our outside guys.
How's your ankle feeling, and did that have any impact on how many times you were allowed to pin your ears?
No, it was just what the formations they were giving us. We had to play what was called, and we have to line up accordingly. And they lined up to where we were, you know, put us in space a little more often than normal. So, my ankle's obviously sore, you know, but I'll be fine.
Jacksonville's up and coming. I mean, they're building. They almost gave Philly a scare last week.
Yeah.
How focused you guys?
Yeah, we're very focused because no, us and Jaguars do not want to end up 0-2. So it's going to be a very good game. Jaguars was on all points, on all cylinders, moving the ball and scoring at will against the Eagles. And the Eagles is a very good team. So, you know, we know it's going to be up for a challenge. It's not the same old Jaguars that everybody's accustomed to seeing. You know, it's a very different, talented squad. Has some, you know, some similarities in the Seahawks defense with the new coach, with their new coach. So it's going to be a challenge for us on both sides of the ball.
Because you've developed, as you have in pass coverage and especially run defense, as an all-around player, as opposed to maybe some other edge pass rushers that, you know, get after it a little bit more and more one-dimensional. Do you think that hurts you in the public perception?
I mean, that's the public perception, but everybody around this league know what I'm all about, you know. And I'm just such an unselfish player that I really don't care what the public perception perceives me to be. Whatever they need me to do, whatever is called, I'm going to do it. You know, I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to do anything about it. I'm just going to go out there and do the best I can to the best abilities on what's called and what the formations we're getting.
Do you anticipate more teams maybe using that style?
No, I mean, like I said, it was just a situation where the way they were lined up, the stuff they were running, it kind of put us, you know, put our edge guys in a bind and playing a little more coverage than usual. So, it is what it is. Well, hopefully it'll change as the season progresses. But everybody runs a different offense, so you really can't, you know, be relying on that all the time.
How important is the inside push and Perry and Keenan being able to twist and get pressure from the inside, and obviously now Bake and Jason to kind of offset and benefit you guys from the edge?
Yeah, it's very important because those guys can push the pocket. It gives us chances to really work our edge rushes, you know, because me and Ryan especially are very good edge rushers when we dip and rip and get underneath tackles like that and stay on the edge. So if we can get advantage pushing the pocket, it won't give a quarterback an opportunity to step up. So we just got to keep working at it. I know how good we can be. Like I said last week, I thought we did a very good job on defense. We just got to keep working at it. We get the one play, limit the big plays. Hey, we hold that Texan team to small 200, something, whatever, y'all. We gave that one big play, so we kind of, you know, messed up everything. But I think we did fine. We just got to clean up the mistakes.